is KI-4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and get our echo link stations. Now, would like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard down in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT, that's Mr. John. He's down in Honeypath. And KC4WGG, that's Mr. Patrick in Rome, Georgia. And N4UYB, that's Miss Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. And KE4VGN, that's Mr. Richard, he's over in Greenville. And N4DFM, that's Mr. Tony, he's up in Richmond, Virginia. And KC4PIL, that's Mr. Douglas in Spring, Texas. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And W2AMD, that's and K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. And KG4PFI, that's her husband Don down there in Piedmont. And KO4Z. EW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Malden. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And WA4JJZ, that's Mr. Andy, he's down in Aiken. And KC4W, that's Mr. Anderson. And KR4AAZ, that's Mr. Andrew over in Greer. And K4RYL, that's Mr. Ryland over in Greenville. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here at Easley. And W4SBX, that's Mr. Brad, he's down at Simpsonville. And N4CRV, that's Mr. Lee, he's in Simpsonville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon over in Dacresville. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. And KQ4YQI, that's Mr. Jose over in Taylor's. And then I've got my pretty little bride, K3JOY, that's my bride Joy. And she's talking to our son Anthony, KI4DGY, on the GDM telephone relay from Charlotte. So that takes care of all my pre-net check-ins and everybody else. We appreciate all you fine folks being with us this evening and hope all y'all are doing well. We're here to our Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. 4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
Yeah, Montana 4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS. It's N4OVQ, Stacy in Anderson, South Carolina. I'm on the M1KE trying something new. I hope this works out. N4OVQ.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg down there in Brunswick, Georgia this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're doing well. And KO4YHY, that's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And N4OVQ, that's Mr. Stacy down in Anderson on a M1KE. It's doing you a good job there, Stacy. You're the second ham I've talked to that used one of those. And Martin was the first one, and they sound really good. Doing you a good job. But thanks for being with us tonight, Stacy, and I hope you are doing well. That's all of my EchoLink stations up for right now, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called KI4DOS.
4DOS? Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Shep. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
N K F 4 N X Y David and my wife Marie A F 4 S X over here in southern Greenville County around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, down there in Ware Shoals via telephone relay. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And KF4NXY, that's Mr. David and his sweet bride, AF4SX. That's Miss Marie. They're down there in southern Greenville County in Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Enjoy. Thank you for calling the net. And when you get a second, I have a question I need to ask you. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. No, be negative and negative, sir.
Four DOS. Hello there, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Kearney, and I won't be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Good evening.
Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic, no round table.
Foxtrot 4,
4 Tango Lima Papa. N4 TLP Terry and Moore. Negative and negative. Good evening, Gary.
KI4 DOS. I'd like to say good evening to N0 TR. That's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. I'll be back to you in just a moment or two to get your question. But I hope both of y'all are doing well. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Then we got KO4QLG. That's mother, brother, by a different mother, Mr. Chris, down there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KF4RVH. That's Mr. JD over there, Maria. JD, I hadn't heard you in a long time there, youngin'. I appreciate you coming in and being with us tonight. I hope you are doing well. And N4TLP, that's Mr. Terry over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. I've got a couple of Echo Link stations up. I'll get these Echo Link stations, and then I'm going to go back and get Tom's question. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in Kilo Alpha 4 Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all in the net. No traffic, no table. And as always, Gary, do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
KI4DOS, please check in KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark. I'm in Greer. I'll be negative and negative short time tonight. 73, everyone.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen, but my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello, and I hope she's doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joey there, Stephen. Y'all take care. Also like to say good evening to KQ4WHN. That's Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you are doing well, and you go ahead and secure your leisure there, young man. N0TR, Mr. Tom. Tom, what's your question?
This is N0TR. Gary, I finally, through coercion and bribery, got my grandson to finally want to take the technician test, and I wanted to be assured that it was going. And I haven't been down there in a long time, although I'm a member of this repeater. And just sent my dues in the other day, again, after 16 years. But if I got to crawl, I'm going to get him in there because I just went to the spine doctor today and I got a pinched nerve, but I'm still going to come no matter what. And I just wanted to confirm, you go down past the Greer Memorial Hospital and hang left there on Grove Road, and it's down the road on the right. So there's two questions there. Are they going to have it? And you can give me a little direction, but I'm going to look it up too and put it in Susie, my GPS. She's blonde, so she loses her way now and then. So that's why I call her Susie. KI4DOS, N0TR.
Tom, to the best of my knowledge, this Saturday we'll be testing the 21st at 940 Grove Road. That's the street address in Greenville. It's you were exactly right. It's right across from the VA hospital. It's right down the street from Prisma Hospital there on Grove Road. And I don't know which way you'll be coming. If you come through town from Greer, you get on, you'll come down Highway 29 on, you'll be on Mills Avenue, and you'll come up to a traffic light where there's a Wendy's will be on your left. There'll be like a CVS or a drugstore on your right, and across the intersection there's a gas station. You'll turn left right there, and go down just one block to the traffic light and turn right. You'll go to the bottom of the hill, and there's a traffic light there, and it's when you go through that traffic light, it's the first driveway on your right.
Oh, so you don't turn before you get to the VA, Gary? I've been there many times. I just had that triple bypass there at Memorial. But you go past that, down to the light there at that big intersection, you keep going straight, or you turn left there, don't you, or not?
If you're on Grove Road and you come by the Memorial Hospital or the Prisma, you come to a traffic light and you go through that traffic light. That's Washington Avenue. You'll cross that, go through that light, and the VA hospital is on your left. And then the Red Cross is on your right, right straight across from the VA hospital.
Well, I'll be... I never seen it over there. I know there's a donut shop over that way, but I never stopped at it. But thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. Won't hold you up anymore. But I'm holding my breath. He's extremely smart. He just passed an Algebra 2 test and didn't even study for it, and having to take the technician test. And I thought it might open up some things when he gets to university, because he's already taking college-level things, and he's a junior, but I thought it'd be nice to have a ham radio license, so, like I said, I kind of bribed him a little bit. Anyways, thank you, Gary, and say hi to Joy at 73 KFODOS in 0GR.
Tom, well, you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful evening, what's left of it, the rest of the week. And hopefully I'll get to see your smiley face on Saturday, because I plan on being over at the test session and meeting your grandson and all of that. And there's, you know, I don't care how you get them in here. If you have to bribe them a little bit, that's all right, too. But y'all take care and look forward to seeing you on Saturday. 73, young man. Going back to the alphabet in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in and out KI4 Zulu Echo Tango. This is Harry in Greenville.
4DOS. Kimbo 4 Tango Romeo Juliet. Real in Southfield.
KI 4DOS. Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KI4ZET. That's Mr. Harry over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Harry, did I get your call right?
Yes, sir, you got it right.
And we do appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. And then we got KK4TRJ. That's Mr. Bill all the way up here in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Sounding good as always. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. We'll move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please tell Joy, Beth, and I said hello, and hello to everyone on the net. Check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, but I might be around.
Checking that net. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4. KQ4ZYU, Allen. I'm over in Piedmont, South Carolina tonight. I'll be in and out.
KOS. Gary, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's W4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Everyone on the net, could you please check in and out KQ4YOO. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar. Clint and Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative. And hello, David and Marie, if you're still there. 73, everybody.
DOS. And Gary and everyone on the net, this is
KG4ZGS. That's Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra. This is Chris in Campobello. No traffic, but I'll stick around for any rag chew going on. And hope everyone's having a good night.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And then we got KQ4ZYU. That's Mr. Allen over in Piedmont tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Hope you are doing well. And W4ZPH. That's Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4YOO, Mr. Clint, down there in Honey Pass. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well. And KG4ZGS, that's Mr. Chris. He's over there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. And Shane, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. I don't know if I said that or not. But I think you said you'd hang around for some rag chew, so I'll be back to you in a little bit. And then, Chris, I'll be back with you also. Appreciate both of y'all being with us and staying around for a little rag chew. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Well, please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango WX4DAT. Down here in Gastonia. I'll be negative and negative. And thanks for calling it. 73.
WD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4 Delta Yankee Hotel, Johnny, Travers Rest. No traffic, no round table. Good evening to you, sir, and thank you for calling the net.
ADOS, check in KR4DBR, Kilo Romeo 4 Delta Bravo Romeo. This is Bo at Easley, and I'll be hanging around for the swap net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WX4DAT. That's Mr. Danny up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Danny. Hope you are doing well. Danny, you won the door prize there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. And WIH, that's Mr. Johnny up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Johnny. Hope you are doing well. And KR4DBR. That's my neighbor, Bo, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bo. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And all of that, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. My home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. But I'll be listening. And please tell Miss Joy at least not to say hello.
DOS, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over at Northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you, Gary, and Miss Joy. Tell her I said hello, and hope y'all are doing well. And I'm going to try to stick around and chat with you a few minutes after the swap net, Gary.
EOS. Again, Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Hotel X-ray, KR4FHX, Jamie Gaffney, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, 73.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Echo 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 KR4EEE Greg in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you very much for calling the net, and good evening to all the net. I'll stick around to listen in for the swap net. 73.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Patrick, you sound a little better. Sounds like you're getting over your sinus problem. I hope you are, but I'm glad you're sounding better, whether you feel better or not. But you again, tell Miss Elise we said hello. And then we got W4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dan. Please tell Miss Joan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Dan, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And then we got KR4FHX. That's Miss Jamie up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jamie. Hope you are doing well. And KR4EEE. That's Mr. Greg. He's up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India Through Lima group, I Through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Just checking it out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha, KG4JIE, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you, all of the net. Thanks for calling the net. 73.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. Damn James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Say 73's for each one of you.
Wes? Seeing everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. Good evening, neighbor. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, India Uniform Bravo. This is Lenny over here in Easley, checking in on my new radio. Hopefully it sounds okay. Be negative and negative, and I'll listen for the swap net.
4. DOS. Please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. In and out this evening, but I will stick around.
KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4 JIA. That's Mr. Dennis up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And KE6KEN, that's Mr. Ken over here in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you are doing well. And KR4IUB, that's my neighbor Lenny over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lenny. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India Through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale in Ellenborough. And Gary, if you will, please say good evening to Joy. Hope both of y'all are having a wonderful evening. I'll be negative, negative, but we'll be listening into the swap net. Thank you for calling the net.
DOS. Check in and out. KI4, VLW, Randy. KJ4, CRL, Linda in Asheville.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela.
We're both in Southern Granville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
Victor 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, head in room.
Yes. Number 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot, and 4, RLF. This is Roger in Seneca, be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Bravo, Scott. Greenville, negative and negative.
Joyce. Please check in Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie. This is Gabriel in Greenville. And please check in to Kilo Pacific 4, Hotel Echo Lima. That's Alex. And we'll be listening for the duration.
KI4 DOS in Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KK4 SMV. That's Mr. Dale up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And then we got KI4 VLW. That's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride. KJ4 CRL. That's Miss Linda up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Sorry about that, Tommy. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Please tell Miss Angela that we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And N4EDW, that's Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. And N4RLF, Mr. Roger down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roger. Hope you're doing well. And KX4YB, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you are doing well. And KV4NC, that's Mr. Gabriel, and he brings along his son Alex, KQ4HEL. They're over there in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Alex, tell Veronica, Alex, and all the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KOS, N, KC4, GEE. It's Kilo Charlie 4, Gulf Echo Echo. The name is Ken. The location, Moore, South Carolina. No traffic, no comments, but I'll be listening to the swap net. Thank you.
KOS, hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Good evening to you and all on the net. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha. Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is in Simpsonville. At home tonight. No traffic, no comments. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Heard earlier that Tom and his grandson might be headed that way, so look forward to seeing them and other folks on Saturday morning. So anyway, Gary, if you'll just check me in and out tonight, no comments, no traffic, 7-3 to you and everyone on net. Correction, Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, repeat, Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, Vice, Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Bravo.
Scott, I didn't think that looked right, but that's what I had written down, and I don't know where that came from, but I got it corrected. Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, that's Mr. Scott over there in Greenville. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello, Scott. Hope both, all y'all are doing well. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4GEE. Mr. Ken over there in Moore. Ken, hadn't heard you in a while on radio there, young man. Good hearing you on the air again. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. And AK4HR, Mr. Mike down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well, and Mike, looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. Hope we have a good turnout. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, 4DOS. Big old long pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go into the reg juice, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
Yes. This is KB4NC. I'm going to put the ICOM 271H radio. It's a 2-meter all mode, 100 watts. It comes with the PS30 power supply and the ICM5 desk microphone.
Gabriel, you have an ICOM IC271H. That's a 2-meter all-mode transceiver, 100 watt. It comes with a TS30 power supply and the hand mic. What do you want for it there, Gabriel?
The ICM5 desk mic that comes with it.
Got the ICM5 desk mic with it. I got that corrected.
Yeah.
Quanto paga?
How you doing, buddy?
I got you. AJ4EN down there in Never Never Land down there in Aura, I guess. But we got you, Bobby. I appreciate you being with us. Gabriel, let's see here. Going back to your listing here, you have an ICOM IC271H, 2-meter all-mode transceiver with an ICM5 desk mic and the TS30 power supply. What do you want for it?
They better contact me. 864-551-7767. Copy.
4551-7767, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Have the folks call you if they're interested in it. All right, we got that. Anything else?
Yeah, just that.
Does anyone need any fills on this ICOM IC271H 2-meter all-mode that Gabriel just listed? Else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Went to the reading of the SwapNet book. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Yes, good evening, Gary. This is Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. Hope everyone's having a great night tonight. I'll just be in and out. Just turned it on, so have a good night.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4IPB. That's Mr. Paul over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. Hope you are doing well. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood D700. That's a dual band 2-meter 440 transceiver. He has an MC80 desk mic. He has the stock hand mic. He has a programming cable and two manuals, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fuel? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT450D. He has a power cord, a microphone, and a dust cover, and he would like $475 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811H with an extra set of tubes. He says this thing has to be picked up. It's too heavy to ship. And he has dropped the price to $375. Does anyone need any fuels?
For DOS, KR4IUB.
clear?
I purchased that amplifier earlier this week off Rusty. Unless he had two for sale, I don't think it's available anymore.
Did you let me know? He did not let me know. He normally sends me an email or something of that nature, but I have not heard from him, but I will remove that from the listings. Thanks very much for letting me know. That way I can keep my books straight on this end. But do thank you much.
Then thank you for the swap net. KR4 IUP.
Up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an ICOM IC7300. He would like $850 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Set him up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT847. He has the power cord. He says it's like new and he would like $750 for it. Does anyone need any fields? We got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. Fella has an ICOM IC756. He would like $700 for it. He also has an Astron power supply. He didn't tell me how many amps this power supply was, but he said he would like $100 for the Astron power supply. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book, appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. I do appreciate Lenny coming in and letting me know he bought something that was listed, and that way I can take it off my book. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start a little rag chew? Call KI4DOS. Up on a clean, shiny, dry stump tonight is N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, up there at home in Cleveland. Shane, what have you and Miss Beth been up to?
For DOS, N4ZLK. Gary, not much. Well, actually a lot. Not much today. I've been working on some things around the house, working on a deck, and had to stop working on that for a little while so I can start and finish a bassinet for Connor and Gabrielle. They are expecting in end of May, 1st of June, and it's kind of a frame that she's going to macrame the, I don't know what you call it, there's a frame and the part that the mattress is going on, and she's going to macrame everything together, stitch it together basically with macrame. So she's already started on that, but I've been working on that for the last few days.
Project that not only you, but Connor and Gabrielle will treasure for a long time.
It was fun. It was, I learned a lot. I had a picture, and I had to do it off of the picture. Didn't have any plans, so I just kind of had to piece it together, but I had some cherry boards from a log that I cut long time ago, a tree when I was delivering to a guy's house years ago. He had an old cherry tree cut down, and I took a good sized log from him and had it milled down, and that lumber's been sitting in my storage shed for a long time, and it was nice to cut it down and plane it up and shape it up and to make something out of it. It turned out really nice.
Really nice there, young man. it's sitting out there in your shed, drying out for several years. That's always good for it. You don't have to worry about it warping and doing all kinds of crazy stuff that you do with using green lumber. I used a lot of green lumber. Don't like to sometimes, but it's hard to find good dry stuff. You know, it's been kiln dried or something of that nature. You have less chance of it warping and that sort of thing. But I bet that cherry will finish out really, really pretty.
And I made the part where the mattress is going on. I bought a piece of maple. Didn't have any sitting around. Got a piece of hard maple and made a frame for it and topped the end grains off with cherry. It almost looks like a breadboard or a cutting board. but it turned out real nice. And I'd seen somewhere a woodworker that I follow out of England, English woodworker. He had made he was talking about a finish that's called a soap finish, just made from soap flakes and water. It's something they do in Norway, I think is where it was. They started there. It's a traditional finish. They put on their hardwood floors or softwood floors. They put it on their floors, their wood floors. And I mixed some up and put it on there, and, man, it's really nice. It makes the wood really soft. And if you want to clean it, you just take a damp rag and wipe over it, and it kind of soaps up a little bit. It's not too bad, but it cleans off really easily, and it just makes the wood look really nice and really soft.
And that's the first time I have heard of that particular finish. I'll have to call you one of these days and get the instructions for making that. I'd love to finish something with something like that. That sounds very interesting. I've used a lot of different stains and, of course, paints and all of this, but when you're working with wood like cherry or maple or mahogany or, I don't know, there's all kinds of different woods that I really like working with, but they can really turn out really pretty when you finish them, depending on what you use and how you do it. But I've tried some satin stains and some glossy and semi-glossy and flat and, oh gosh, you name it, I've probably tried it one time or another. But I can't say that I've got anything that I've made like that. I couldn't say I still had something like that hanging around, but I do have. I got a couple of little pieces that I've made that are still here. But my neighbor's going to help me run the power to out there. Just about got all my lights wired up and got the panel wired up. But got to get the cable to go from the barn up to the house. He's going to wire it into the electrical panel in the house. There's enough room in there. So I won't have to have a meter box just for the barn.
Well, those can get expensive, especially having the power company come out and install one. Are you, you got a lot of tools to put out there set up, or is it just more lighting and things like that and some outlets?
Tools are already out there. I've got, I got all kinds of tools. I got two bandsaws. I got a table saw. I got a radio arm saw. I got two chop saws or miter saws, if you want to call them that. One's got it's a compound miter saw. What else have I got? I got my wood press. I've got a drill press. I got more tools than I know what to do with, Shane. But I hadn't used them in a long time.
I understand that. There's a lot I'd like to have. Right now, several years ago, I got the idea that I'd like to learn how to use hand tools. So I've been working on that, practicing sharpening the plane blades and the hand plane blades and the chisels. And I made some bunk beds, a set of bunk beds for my oldest son's girls. I made them all by hand, no power tools, and I made this with a hand plane. It was fun, a lot of work ripping down the lumber with a handsaw. And after two or three of them, I pulled out the jigsaw, and I did cut out some pieces with the jigsaw and then hand planed them into shape. But there's something about watching that plane go across the wood and what it looks like afterwards. You don't even have to take sandpaper to it.
It feels better too. You can feel that after you do it for a little while, you can tell how deep your plane's going and that sort of thing. I was fortunate. My father-in-law had a little small hand plane. Probably 6 inches length. It's a small one, and I've got some bigger ones as well. But that one belonged to my father-in-law, and I don't remember if he bought it or if it belonged to his father. So it's been in the family a good long while, and I like those old tools. They work real well. But sometimes it takes a while to get used to them.
There's definitely an art to it, and it takes some practice. And I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos. There's a guy in Canada, Rob Kosman. He's got some good videos. Been doing it for all his life, I guess. And an English woodworker, I watch him, and I've learned a lot from them. In fact, I ordered something from Rob Kosman. He's got a shop up there, or a store that he sells some things. And I ordered something. The first time I ordered from him, I got a call from him the next day. Got a phone call. He wanted to know what I was working on and told me he appreciated me ordering. So that was kind of fun after watching a lot of his videos. And I feel like he taught me a lot.
So it's always a lot of fun when you get in there and do. Well, you got to like working with wood to start with. And you can do a lot with wood that you can't do with some other things. Of course, these people that, these fabricators that work with metal, they amaze me, too. I will tell you one thing that I did get rid of. I kind of wish I hadn't, but I did, because I hadn't used it in years and years. It was my wood thing. You know, I might like to try to turn some stuff again, but now I don't have a lathe, so I'll just forget about that one.
A small one that is a bench model. I can't remember the depth on it. I actually have never used it. The kids gave it to me for birthday a few years ago, and I've never set it up yet. I used to sell woodworking tools years ago, and I've, you know, spent a little time practicing on some of the different tools, and I messed around with the lathe, but I'll get it out one day when I figure something that I might need, or maybe just to practice with it. But I'm the same way, man. Those metalworking tools and the welders, blacksmiths, woodworkers, anything like that. I just enjoy watching them. There's some amazing craftsmen out there.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with N4ZLK. Well, Shane, you know, I really enjoy playing with wood and always have. Helped my brother-in-law on his house. He built his house from the ground up, and I added on a closed-in carport, me and my father-in-law, and made a bedroom and a full bath out of it. And so I did all the plumbing, electrical, HVAC, everything on it. And so I'm looking forward to getting my power out to my barn out there, so I can hook my power saws and things back up and get to play with a little bit of wood. I've been toying with the idea of redoing my ham shack, and I don't know what I've got a design in mind for my desk, but I'll have to wait and see on it.
This is N4ZLK. Yeah, I think there's always plans in the back of the head of how to change the ham shack around. But anyway, I enjoy it. I enjoy piddling with wood. I got to a point, I was having some trouble with one issue of it, and I told my daughter, I said, I was starting to second guess my desire to be a woodworker, and definitely don't have the ability that some of them have, but I was second guessing everything, trying to decide if I wanted to keep up with the hobby after I finished that one. But I enjoy watching the wood go from just, you know, either a log or a rough sawn board or something, and what you can turn it into, and just the way the grain comes out, and just, you never know what you're going to get when you get a piece of lumber, when you get an old log, you never know what's going to be in the inside. So I really enjoy that. And then, today we were over and dropped the car off at the body shop. Beth and I were out in her car a couple Sundays ago, and we had a young 15-year-old with newly permitted driver with his dad. He ran in the back of us when we were making a right turn. Not much damage, or nobody was hurt. $2,700 worth of damage, if not more. But you know how that can go up on these cars. Picked up a rental car over there in Easley and drove down K Drive. So I actually thought about you when we were going by. I know you live over there somewhere.